Radio.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and you're listening to Cradio. That tune you were just hearing is the first track off Oasis Youth's debut album, To Jesus. One thing we get really excited about here at Cradio HQ is young homegrown talent at the service of the church. So when we heard about Oasis, we were pretty keen to find out more. The group is based at St. Michael's Parish, Blacktown, and they're just about to release their CD, To Jesus, at Parramatta Cathedral on 16th of February. I caught up with Oasis co-founder Bianca Putadera to find out more.
So, Oasis Youth Group, we were actually known as Soldiers of Christ. We started about 2006, and we were initially with the Filipino chaplaincy. Unfortunately, we were not as active a church. We were just doing things that the Filipino chaplaincy asked us to do. But Worldly Day was drawing near in 2008, so we joined up with our local parish, which is St. Michael's Blacktown, South Blacktown. From then on, we just started planning for Worldly Day and gathered a lot of kids who wanted to come with us to Worldly Day. And I can honestly say that Worldly Day was a catalyst for our youth group, and that just started, you know, everything rolling in from getting members in to serving a church. And Oasis actually means, it stands for offering a savior in service. So we specialize, we aim to serve our parish, and that's what we always want to do. We're always serving and bringing it back to our parish, to our community. Since then, a lot of things have happened. We're very lucky to be blessed by a lot of talented youth members, from music to marketing to, you just name it, we've been blessed by them. So. 3 years ago now, our music ministry have evolved, where we've got this really good talent, and we were like, we have to do something about it. And so we had this big dream of, let's record a CD, let's do this. And we're like, oh, how are we going to do that? So one of our advisors, Cecil, he's a parent as well, he contacted Gary Pinto, and we're like, oh, what's a chance of him replying? That's like 2%, you know. But surprisingly, with the grace of God, like, we received a response from Gary, who was like, yeah, I want to check you guys out, come, you know, we'll come over and we'll check you guys out. So he came over and he was so inspired. He basically fueled, you know, encouraged us, told us that we should definitely go for a dream. So since then, we went for a music camp, wrote 20 songs. Last year, about February this time, we went up to Melbourne, and with Phil Tertia, we recorded 12 songs. And in 2 weeks, we're getting ready to launch our 6 songs, and hopefully in the next 6 months, another 6 songs.
Yeah. Great. That's quite amazing. And I'd just like to go back a step. You mentioned it was a World Youth Day in 2008. That was really the catalyst.
Exactly.
Which, it's really beautiful to hear. That's the case with a lot of things that have been happening. I know, especially in around New South Wales, but across Australia.
Yeah.
What was it about that World Youth Day, I suppose, for you personally and for the group as a whole, that really lit that fire for you?
Well, I guess it's just being a witness. You see all these young people, millions of young people, and you're like, wow, they're my age and they have the same love. And it's so fun, you know, like, you just go there and these people are out there to party, but to party with God, where you go out, you know, secular people go out, get drunk and, you know, like, come back home feeling crap. But you go out, you feel so, you know, so inspired. You just want to keep doing something. It stirs inside of you. You just want to keep doing good and bring people back to God. And seeing snippets of people's different prayer life, like, we had pilgrims over at our house, and just seeing snippets of their prayer life really inspired you to want to do better, to love God more. And, you know, like, back then, I didn't know. I was just discovering my faith. But slowly and slowly, God was bringing me, calling us in, and that's how we eventually built. I mean, it didn't take overnight, didn't take a year to do it, and there was, with youth ministry, there's a lot of hardships that come with it, but the rewards are just amazing if you keep persisting and do it for God, not for yourself. He'll bring you to, you know, to sky's the limit.
Amen. I mean, to me it sounds fairly unique. I haven't heard a lot about youth groups, that they're so focused on service in the sense of, you know, forming young people to participate in marketing or prayer ministry or music ministry, things like that. And so it's a youth group that is really focused on service of the parish and of the church. So I suppose, what are some of the challenges that you face, particularly with the commitment involved, and what sort of work and preparation goes into those activities?
Definitely. Well, youth ministry, a lot of times it is volunteer work. And at that time I was doing full-time uni, full-time work as well. And you have family commitment, you're young, you want to go out with friends. So you have a lot of challenges where you want to do a lot of things, but, you know, church is volunteer work. And, you know, like, that's the beauty about free will. God calls us to love him out of our own free will, by choice, not by force. So, you know, like, the challenges you have is like, oh, I want to go out partying, but, you know, it's like, oh, I'm the only one, in, you know, who's really passionate about this. So how come no one's helping me out? You're getting burnt out. You feel like you're putting in a lot of effort to nothing, but really, like, you think you're not doing a lot, but when one person comes in and goes, you know, I just want to say thank you, and they just share where they came from and where they are now, that just makes it so much more rewarding. And like, maybe 80% is hardships, but the 20% will be your rewards, but those rewards are enough to overshadow all the hardships. So keep persisting in prayer. It's important that you have the support of your community, of your parish priests especially, because they understand. They understand, and, you know, God sees our good works and he doesn't let that go.
So, like, obviously it has a lot of fruits for the people that you're serving, and but what about the people who are a part of the ministry? What sort of effect does it have on their own lives?
Mm-hmm. Well, it roots them back to their faith. So we hang out, so you friendships build, and these friendships are there for the rest of our life. We've built a friendship of brothers and sisters where we're able to call each other and share similarities where we're unable to share with people at work or uni, where, you know, we feel uncomfortable to discuss with. And it's just building your faith together, holding each other's hand. And together we discover ourselves when we're loving him. We discover what we're good at, and we discover things which we never thought we were capable of, because of the commitment and the love that we have for each other and for the community and for God.
Dear Jesus, Holy One, what is it that I have done? Oh, I've lost myself to
save. Your new album, or the Oasis Youth's new album, is called To Jesus.
That's right.
And you'll be launching it at St. Patrick's Cathedral, Parramatta, on the 16th of February. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned a bit about how it got started with Gary Pinto and whatnot. What's the process that's involved of putting an album together full of original music?
Yeah, it's quite full on. Our music ministry went on a music camp just to set the tone and get, you know, have a lot of spiritual direction. I think the important thing here is the kids, it's important that the youth always have spiritual direction, or the lyrics won't come out as inspiring or as reflective as we want it to be. But it just came naturally for the kids. Initially, they did struggle, like, oh, we have to write 3 songs tonight. How are we going to do that? But it came naturally, and you know, they wrote 20 songs, and then we recorded it on just on our MacBook and then sent it to Phil Tertia, and we're like, here's our 20 songs, which one should we pick? And this is, mind you, this process took over 2 years. And going back a year later, when we've picked the 6 songs and 12 songs, we have a subcommittee of the album. So we've got the music ministry and a subcommittee who looks after the logistics side of things, the marketing, you know, contacting people, just getting the artwork together and the whole process of just getting an album out. And reflecting back on this, on what the kids wrote, it's just amazing. Every time you listen to it, you just have new ideas and new reflections, I guess. And it brings you deeper and deeper every time you listen to it. And if 5 people listen to it, they have different interpretations to it as well. So we're amazed that the kids just came up with it for 5 minutes and we're interpreting it for like 30 minutes. But yeah, so we sent through 6 songs and 12 songs, and a lot of speaking to different, to the Diocese of Parramatta, to teachers, to our parish, just to get our support, because it's a big project we can't do on our own. As soon as, you know, we have people on board, we needed to get our lyrics approved. We needed to speak to four different people, like Father Suresh of Parramatta. We had to get liturgical committee to approve our lyrics and approve the artwork. So it's a lot of paperwork in the background that gets done as well. Then there's the album artwork where Dana and Albi needed to go at, and, you know, they're very talented in their artwork and their photography media, so they put that together, but it's a lot of editing time as well. And recording as well. We went for 3 days to Melbourne, and we needed to go back twice just to finalize it, you know, and listen to tracks over and over again. So a lot of it's a lot of process. It's not cheap, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're doing it for the love of God, and our aim is this is our response to the new evangelization. So this is how we'd like to evangelize through our music, hoping to bring our brothers and sisters back to Jesus. So hopefully that's what we'll be able to do.
I have a choice to serve you or to be untrue. I have a choice to follow or to go astray.
Well, congratulations on pulling it off, because I've got a sample of the CD here, and the CDs are actually on their way.
Yes.
In time for the launch. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me a bit about what the vibe is like with the youth group now, how they're feeling about the approaching launch?
Yeah, well, we've been practicing for the past 2 years every Tuesday. Initially, we were all a bit, you know, excited. Then, because we're practicing the same song over and over again, you do get quite frustrated, and a lot of challenges come within the youth group. But in the past year, what we've done is we want to make sure that the kids are ready for the launch. So we've set up spiritual programs for 10 weeks where each music ministry member presents a topic. Like yesterday, we had the sower and seeds. So Naomi presented that. But they're all excited. They're very nervous as well. I think they're definitely ready. They're sounding much better every day that I listen to them in every practice. And they're all very nervous but very excited, and I have no doubt they'll do a good job.
Well, hopefully everyone who's available in the Sydney and Parramatta area can keep the 16th free. Could you tell us a bit about what's happening on that day?
Yeah, definitely. So we're very blessed to have Bishop Anthony to endorse our album. So he's going to celebrate our Mass at 6 p.m. at St. Patrick's Cathedral. And that will become celebrated with the different priests that have helped us during our time in Oasis and with our spiritual direction. And after that, we're going to have an international food fair. So we're expecting, hoping and praying to have about 600, 700 people. So we'll have enough food to cater for that amount of people. And that's a free event. And there'll be dishes from every culture. I mean, Parramatta is very diverse in their culture. So just a snapshot of one parish, you can see how many different cultures there are. And from 7:45, we've actually got Stephen Kirk, who's going to perform with us. And he's going to perform some of his songs as well. And then the album will be... our music ministry will be singing some songs, not their own, just to encourage everybody, you know, sing familiar songs that everyone's familiar with praise and worship, and get the vibe up. And just before we start singing our original song, Bishop will address the youth, and it will be a big bang. From then on, we'll be performing all our six songs, and we'll also be having a lot of media, a lot of a dance for one of our songs. We'll be having a big LCD screen with videos playing throughout, you know, a whole concert, and testimonies and confessions throughout the whole evening. The food fair will continue until the food runs out. And that's pretty much it. So we're hoping, what the idea is, to bring everybody to the, you know, climb up that hill up to Transfiguration to see Jesus in that transfigured form, and hoping that people come home bit stirred, wanting to know a bit more about their faith and inspired, and hopefully bring that back to their youth groups, you know, and encourage them to lead their youth ministry.
No matter what life throws my way, I'll always choose you, always stay. No matter what life throws my way, I'll always love you, always stay with you.
Now don't forget, Oasis are launching their new album, To Jesus, on the 16th of February, that's a Sunday, at 6 p.m. at St. Patrick's Cathedral, Parramatta. To find out more, visit the event on Facebook via the Oasis Youth Music Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Oasis Youth Music.
Radio.org.au.